Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
The schedule is out. I don't know if you guys have heard about that or not.
Did you not see the video?
I did.
The Post Malone video, Kevin?
I did not.
Oh, my gosh. You got to watch it.
So
the schedule.
It had Post Malone. He made several references to his songs, as did Jerry at one point. My favorite one, he's like, yeah, I think I'm better now.
I'm better now.
And then they made it rain schedules, which I thought was the most disappointing making it rain thing ever.
What are you talking about? No. 877-881-1053. We're starting this right now.
Oh, dear.
You've been out to Tolo events. Sometimes we don't have anything to hand out but Cowboys schedules.
So true.
And guess what? They go like candy. They're like little bags of crack cocaine. Everybody's like, give me one of those. I need it. Everybody loves
schedules. Does that make us pushers? I don't want that.
Yeah, we're absolutely pushers. Everybody wants
Pusher
a schedule, dude.
Ron Washington's. I think he likes that song.
First off, their graphics are really cool looking. And secondly, it fits in your wallet or your pocket. It's great. It's great to have those little schedules. I know it's not hundreds or ones or whatever you like to throw at the club, but that was a great Make It Rain video. I thought it was fantastic.
All right, that's fine. Just tell me if you're standing down there. Well, I guess those two didn't need it. We already gave them all of the money.
Did you see Zeke jumping up and still couldn't catch anything?
Wow. Wow. Holy cow. I would just say I would much rather...
He catches things. It's just not comfortable. He looks uncomfortable doing it.
I would much rather catch dollar bills than Cowboys schedules.
All right, I'd rather Zeke catch footballs too than Cowboys schedules.
You know what's really sad? Even in my own fantasy, I said dollar bills. I didn't even say 10s or 20s or 100s. God, I'm low class. So the schedule...
Benji's.
Yeah. The schedule is out.
He's never said Benji's in his life.
Ever. For so many reasons. All right. Have you already irrationally gone through the schedule and put together a record for the Cowboys? Because I feel like that's a rite of passage for every NFL fan.
Yes. And I know I saw Mike do it moments ago, like in 30 seconds, and he came up with it. And I was like, wow. So, Mike, I'm going to start. Okay. I'm going to take it away because I got the Cowboys at 10-7.
Okay.
So that is the.
How do we get to 10
How do we get
seven?
To 10-7, you ask? Let's start with that preseason, Kevin.
No!
Okay.
I don't want to hear that.
All right. What is the first game of the season?
Tampa Bay
Buccaneers. How many preseason games do we have this year?
We have four. Now,
really?
Every team in the league is going to have three, except for Pittsburgh and Dallas because they're playing in the Hall of Fame.
All right. Cowboys, Bucks, Cowboys lose. Dude, you have to be very, very prepared to play the Super Bowl champions. And I don't know if the Cowboys' young and cheap defense, probably youngest and cheapest
right.
defense in the league,
right.
will be able to compete.
Let me ask y'all a question real quick. We had talked about like something major would have to happen to redefine expectations. Let's say Tampa Bay was fully healthy. If you rolled in there and won... Do you think that game alone redefines a lot of folks' expectations?
Redefine mine.
Would it redefine yours?
Yeah, it would change it a lot.
I think so too.
Because especially if the defense like forced some turnovers, and you're like, the hell just happened? Like,
yeah.
Hold on, Kelvin Joseph can cover Mike Evans? Like, this just really
Holy
happened?
Holy crap, that would be amazing.
Like, these are the things that I don't think work yet, but by later in the season, I think they'll be better.
All right.
Second game of the season. Is that Justin Herbert?
Yes, it is.
You're losing.
Oh, so we start 0-2?
0-2.
Don't Yikes. Worry.
Beating
things are about to change.
Beating the Eagles.
We're winning the next seven.
At home. Beating the Panthers. At home.
Okay.
Beating the Giants.
Woo!
At home.
Darnold's undefeated against us.
Beating the Patriots on the road.
Love it.
losing to the Vikings
but I said seven in a row.
Well, it's Halloween and Dak
and people eaters. Yeah, it just doesn't make any sense.
Dak
for us.
And Zeke are like, hey, you know, we really want to get
We're
out to the Halloween
the
parties.
That's post bye week for us.
It's the Vikings.
Tough game,
dude,
for the hot boys.
Kirk Cousins is just too quarterbacky. Losing to the Broncos at home as well. I think you're losing to the Broncos in a weird game. You're going to it's going to be one of those defensive efforts.
Did they get Aaron Rodgers?
No, the Cowboys
have
a
game. I actually have a win and I have a 7-10.
Cowboys have not fixed the run defense yet. So I'm like, so they're just like, hey, you know what, Drew Lock, you just hand the ball off. We're not even going to throw it anymore. You're beating the Falcons, losing to the Chiefs, beating the Raiders, losing to the Saints, beating the Washingtons, beating the Giants, beating the Washingtons, losing to the Cardinals. What's my schedule at right now?
You need to win this last game, I believe.
Guess what happened, Kevin?
We win.
You win, and you're in.
Oh, my God.
You're in the playoffs now.
Your division,
10-7
will win this division.
All right, so I want to go over to you in just a second, Mike. I'm going to read off a whole bunch of those, and then
somebody said we're starting off with negativity. I just said you're going 10-7. That's freaking awesome compared to last year.
It's the best I think we can do.
Corey, you typically say they're going 17-0.
Ooh, that's a good point.
I will relook at the schedule today then.
From the 903, thought that video was awesome. Cowboys, 11-6. From the 817, Cowboys, 9-8. From the 214, 11-6. From the 214, 12-5. From the 903, we'll be 5-1 at the bye. From the 240, 6-11 if they don't fix the defense. And then 11-6. 11-6 is the most common answer that I see so far. All right, Bassick?
Yeah.
I know what your record is.
7-10.
Okay.
That's the exact opposite of mine, Kevin, if you look at the numbers that
I
said.
In fact,
and
I bet Jeff
yesterday
said $20 a game. No spread, no line. I just picked.
Because you think they're going to lose
more
than
they win,
so you're going to come out
ahead.
And
worst case scenario, I think the best they can be is 10-7. I think that's possible. I think, honestly, what Corey just said, I wouldn't agree with every game there.
Okay, well, how do we get to 7-10 then?
How do we get to 7-10? I accidentally clicked stats instead of schedule. We start off 0-2. I remember that. I agree with that. Then we win our next three games.
Okay, so you think lose the two road games, win the three home games, which also puts you at 2-0 in division right off the jump, which is nice.
I mean, I'll just tell you, I'm going to pick the Cowboys to win every home game against the division and lose every game on the road against the division. So then I do have a loss at New England, a loss against Minnesota there, beat Denver, beat Atlanta, lose to Kansas City, beat Vegas, lose to New Orleans, lose to Washington, lose to New York, beat Washington, lose to Arizona, lose to Philadelphia.
I just want
to
point out that means you have us going 0-9 on the road.
Oh,
and okay. I am willing to wager right here, right now, we will win at least one road game.
I went 6-0 in the division too.
Yes, I did. Yeah, 0-9 on the road. We'll win some there. We'll lose some there. 7-10. I've seen us play. I saw us play last year. What changed? The team that could barely
Dak
win last
back.
Year. Yeah, they could barely win last
That's
year with Dak.
True.
They went 2-3, kind of with Dak.
I'll argue they were 1-3 with Dak.
And then
Dak,
the year before, they were a bad team in the second half, really bad team.
Yeah.
Mitch Trubisky was a better quarterback than Dak Prescott, and they were a better team overall. So I just see us being right around 500. 10-7, 7-10, I'll pick us on the bottom of it.
And that seems to be where I see a lot of these predictions coming in. From the 4-6-9, 8-8-1, I do enjoy that. From the 2-1-4, 10-7. From the 6-8-2, 7-10, because our defense sucks. From another 6-8-2, 7-10, we will be no good again. 8-8-1. 3-14. Holy cow. Something catastrophic, I assume, on the injury front would have to happen for this team
to
go 3-14.
Can you still get in the playoffs with that record?
You cannot.
All right, fine.
I'll make a bold proclamation.
So you're thinking no, the rest of the division can't lose two or win just two games.
I think just statistically, well, I would have to like look at it and break it down.
Impossible.
I think it's statistically impossible, even if the teams lose against every other team. I think somehow, some way, somebody would have three.
All right, fine.
9-8 will do it. This division,
yeah. I actually also think.
So if you just take my record and you take two of those road games, if you go 5-1 in your division, I'm picking 3-3 in the division. However it happens, I think that happens.
Okay.
But if the Cowboys can go 5-1 in division, they win this division.
Okay. All right. Now.
What's your record, dude?
Yeah.
You're always asking us these silly questions.
So I had to take a step back because I do think I got a little too homerific in there because my initial prediction was 11-6.
Kevin.
I was like, that feels too...
Let the love flow.
You know what, Corey?
As the great Senator Palpatine said.
Come on! You know what his name is.
Hey, you can be super positive until you see him play, okay? Let's keep it going.
I'm going to say 10-7. I had 11-6, and I was like, I'm going to scale back just a little bit.
You know what? Never mind then. They're winning against the Broncos. 11-6, baby. That's what I'm going for. We're writing it down and putting it on the wall of takes today.
Okay, here's my insane take that will probably drive people crazy. Is I do think even if you start 0-2, I think you could win those next seven games. Like, I'm not saying they'll go on a seven-game winning streak, but there is not a game in that mix that you should not be at least even, if not the favorite.
Do you think you can beat the Chargers, too, though? Like, that's...
Of course.
I think you can beat the Chargers.
The Chargers were 7-9 last year. Like, they weren't... They didn't... I think Justin Herbert is awesome, but let's not ignore the fact that they were all kinds of mediocre, just like we're the sub-mediocre like we were last year.
Dude, I think I can see them beating the Panthers and the Patriots. You know what, Kevin? Add two more wins to this thing. As I'm looking at it now, right, Reggie, you're right, man.
12-5?
I'm at 13 and whatever the other number is.
13-4. Yeah. It's four!
This is great. As long as you don't hit that $300 win in the playoffs on me again, I'm going to make a lot of money off of you.
Yeah. From the 214, 20-0-0, obviously.
The world needs balance, Mike. It's going to happen. It's just the way it is.
This could be the year. I mean, usually every 3 years, the Cowboys jump up and have a season that is positive. This would be the year to do it, right?
And yes, because it goes against expectations. Yeah. It's always against expectations. Like Corey brought it up. Was it 16? Mm-hmm. When I was like, oh, I think the Cowboys are going to be mediocre. And a Cowboys player or two stopped and turned around and looked at us. And, well, they damn sure were not mediocre.
You know what, Kevin?
Year.
As I'm looking at this, the Cardinals and the Cowboys game, I said that was a loss. But, man, didn't you play against the Cardinals without Dak in that game? So the more I think about it, Dak in this one.
They beat us by like 30.
Yeah, but you didn't have Dak. You had Andy Dalton, Mike. You had like freaking Andy Dalton out there. I think that – add another one, Kevin. I think, is that 15?
He's a 30-point difference.
You're slowing him down too much. I want to hear how he gets around that Tampa Bay and Kansas City, those road games. That's what I want to know.
Tom Brady's a soft starter.
He's 5-0 against the Cowboys.
But how does he do in opening games? Like, what's his record in opening games during the year?
Probably much like really with some of his kids. He's not always present.
All right. I haven't gotten to that one. That one in Kansas City, I'm still trying to figure out. So 15-2 is where I'm at right
now. Okay, if we went 15-2, that would be insane. We would get the lone bye, and it would be tremendous.
Bet you 5-1 right now, 5,000 to 1,000. We don't go 15-2.
So I give you $5, and you give me $1,000.
No, he said 1,000.
Mike, you know I don't have that money. What are you doing right now, man?
6-1.
I'm not a major league baseball player, Mike.
7-1.
I don't know what that means.
7,000. I'll give you $7,000 if they win 15 games.
Not
including preseason.
Not season yet, Mike.
Drop it down to 100. 10-1.
There's no telling what's going to happen in that single preseason game.
1,000 to 100.
If Dak gets injured in a preseason game, Mike, then my bet's already done. I'm not doing that right now.
He just said, you bet $100, and if they win 15 games, you get $1,000.
Yeah, I'll give you $1,000 if they win 15, but you have to give me $100 if they don't win.
Deal.
15 or more.
Deal. Oh, my God!
Yes. Did you even think about that?
I didn't. Reggie, this is very similar to what happened last year, where I was just like, I don't know, and I just kind of blacked out and made things happen.
He just bullied you into a bet.
You know what? He's
writing it down.
You know what he's going to do? He's thinking about that Trevor Lawrence money, and he's like, I got money to spare.
I got so much cash off this car.
New for 2021.
Oh, my gosh.
Corey.
Sanction that bet. I don't think I could do this.
Oh, is this Cowboys under Reggie's law? Is Reggie the law of sanctioning
bets? Is Reggie
bets?
The arbiter of our betting?
Of course
betting?
I am. Why would I not be?
The boss put him in charge. Gavin always asks, well, we got to check with Reggie first.
10-1 for $1,000 written down.
You know what I just noticed? I didn't realize this. He already brought his gambling notebook.
He has a separate ledger.
He knew. Oh, my gosh.
15 wins, 10-1.
He has a separate ledger. God, that was amazing.
I need to get Jeff in on this too. He does this too. It's great.
15-2. All right. There's
Corey,
a lot of work to do.
Corey, we're gonna inspire you right here.
All right.
It's only $100. You get $1,000.
That's
true.
I know.
I kind of hope you win. Actually, that's not true. I really hope you win.
I'll give you 50-1.
Stop listening to him right now. Stop it.
On an undefeated season, 50-1. So $100
for my $100.
Don't do it. This is a separate $100. I want to make that clear. Don't.
Yeah. I don't, Mike. I'll be honest. I don't think this team's good enough to go undefeated.
100-1
15-2 though is
100-1
Oh, the odds.
$10,000.
Don't do it,
if they
Corey.
Go undefeated, Corey, you get.
Don't do it. Your
Those are imaginary dollars, Corey. Stop it.
Their bet's going to be over after the first
it's
week.
It's real dollars
right,
if
y'all
they go undefeated.
In. Text in right now if you're listening on the stream. If you're listening on the stream, and you're because I don't believe there are stream listeners out there. If you're listening on the stream and you think I should take this 1,000-1 bet from Mike.
Corey.
Is that what it was? 100-1
100-1
Corey, I'm going to read you this quote.
Is this in addition to my other
one?
I've
already written that. That one's done. 15 wins is already done.
This is $200 then. Yeah, but it could be like $20,000.
It's basically Monopoly money.
All right, and I'm going to read you this quote.
That's what it's going to feel like.
This is from Dak about playing Tampa Bay. I'm excited to get back on the field. This game means more than any opponent or their rings.
See, that's the sound of a guy
not make that, bet.
That believes his offense can keep up
definitely
with the Buccaneers.
Not make that bet. I really want to make believe that clear.
I want to back off of this 17-0 bet because I think it can happen, Corey, but I'm willing
no,
to stick
he doesn't.
With it.
He is lying.
I'm willing to do it.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.